The purpose behind the hearing and a solid carryover to day trade. Hello, Michigan. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. Finding ways to expand the use of America's ag products here at home was the purpose behind a hearing before the Senate Ag Committee on Tuesday. C.J. Miller has more.
Today, corn farmers are facing many challenges. This hearing on domestic demand expansion could not come at a more critical time for our industry.
And that's Jed Bauer, president of the National Corn Growers Association. He told the committee the best place to start is to expand U.S. production of ethanol and other biofuels.
Since its inception, the ethanol industry has strengthened rural economies, created jobs, and driven farmer profitability. Today, over a third of each year's crop is turned into fuel. We believe there is room for growth in on-road, marine, and aviation fuels.
Bauer pushed lawmakers to make the year-round sale of E15 permanent.
Farmers have waited far too long for this simple deregulatory bill to be passed. Aside from the economic boost it would provide to farmers, year-round E15 would lead to significant savings for American consumers, strengthen U.S. energy dominance at a time when geopolitics are complicating markets and supply chains. And I want to thank Chairman Bozeman and Ranking Member Klobuchar for their public support of year-round E15.
Scott Metzger, president of the American Soybean Association, pushed both lawmakers and the Trump administration for the expansion of biodiesel and other soy-based biofuels. He told the committee that would provide a huge boost for the soybean industry.
The soybean farmers are in the same boat. This last year, we were about $109 an acre loss. We were also the lowest on the FBA payment. Things like this are going to be critical for American soybean farmers to be able to become more economically viable in the future.
Metzger also urged the administration to finalize guidance for the 45Z Clean Fuel Protection Credit and Renewable Fuel Standard Renewable Volume Obligations for 2026 and 2027. Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Cold air dominating over Michigan today, and I'll tell you what, get used to it, because I think we're going to be seeing more cold days than mild days in the days ahead. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag Today weather update. Today, I would think we see sunshine mixing with clouds through most of the day. It's chilly. Colder Canadian air mass came in after the frontal boundary yesterday. It takes control today, but again, we should see some drying and at least an opportunity for the floodwaters in areas that have them to start to recede. We have another strong area of low pressure coming through the northern plains late this afternoon and this evening into the upper Midwest overnight tonight, knocking on the door on sunrise tomorrow morning. Snow showers are what we'd be seeing across all of Michigan through your Friday. Right now, I think we have to pencil in 1 to 3 inches at least in lower Michigan. Definitely higher totals interacting with the lakes up in the UP, but the snow happens all day long for your Friday. Accumulations likely, strong winds blowing it around somewhat as well. We are done by sunset or shortly thereafter tomorrow night. Saturday is going to be dry but cold again. And then guess what? Yep, we got another system headed towards us. Big warming surge ahead of it Saturday night into Sunday. But I think rains then spread over the region Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, Monday. And that rain goes to snow with strong gusty winds Monday, Tuesday. So I think liquid equivalent precipitation can be anywhere from 1.5 to 1.5 inches. But snow coming on that, I think we have some good accumulations that probably get in here Sunday evening, overnight, and early Monday. Gear up for that. We are dry then from Tuesday forward the rest of next week. We have on again, off again clouds. We're cold through Wednesday, warming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week. No strong systems coming back in until closer to the 25th, 26th. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Final numbers from yesterday coming up, but now let's take a closer look at what happened in the markets. Corn and beans led the way higher as crude oil rebounded, and that supported a higher move in soybean oil, lifting soybean futures. Here's Andy Eubank along with Tom Fritz with EFG Group in Chicago for a closer look.
Crude oil on Wednesday back on the high side. That helped lift the soy oil market and in turn soybean futures, but corn also a strong move. Tom, overall, were you impressed with the moves of corn and beans?
The corn market, I was. You look at old crop corn up 8 cents, 8 3/4, even new crop corn up 9 1/4. It's an impressive move. And yeah, it's, I think a lot of it has, majority of it has to do with what's happening in the crude oil market. And it's far-reaching effects on the corn market, such as ethanol. We had strong ethanol numbers today. And fertilizer. I saw, somebody wrote an article calling on the president to do something about these fertilizer prices that are screaming higher. And, as long as we have this, I guess it's a war. I don't think Congress ever declared it a war. But, what do they say? 20% of the world's fertilizer moves through the Straits of Hormuz, and as well as natural gas that is necessary in making it. So the crude oil market has its, far-reaching effects on the corn market. But it's interesting. I am seeing what appears to be a fair amount of, cash corn being sold. As you look at the nearby corn spread, the May-July corn spread, it stays very depressed. So, the speculative public, whether it's your large speculators or your managed money, they continue to add to their long positions. And, who's to say when this conflict with Iran will end?
And that was Tom Fritz with EFG Group in Chicago. March corn finished working the high side up 8 even at 4.44 1/4. May corn was up 8 even as well to 4.60 1/4. March soybeans were very strong, just above $12, up 13 1/4. May beans also strong, up 12 1/4 to 12.14. March wheat was up 3 3/4 to 5.88 1/2. April live cattle showed red paint on the board, down $2.22 at 2.30.15. And April hogs also in the red at 95.20, down 87 cents. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.